So when we're talking natural stone, gentlemen, what are some common names? I mean, I can look outside, I see a rock. That's a natural stone, but that's not what you're going to find when you go into a showroom. What are the names? I mean, travertine obviously is a very popular name.
In addition to travertine, you also have limestone, sandstone, soapstone, which are very similar. You have some differences in the type of stone as well as the characteristics with slate and marble, and you can get different finishes with each of those.
Talk me through some of the finish options.
A very popular for marble is having a polished finish. However, you can have a more textured finish with a brushed finish. It has, we did one in a bathroom floor, so it wasn't the polished surface in a bathroom floor where you'd be worried about slips and falls. For travertine, honed and filled is very common and probably the easiest for maintenance. You can have a tumbled travertine as well as a polished. Sometimes when we use the polished travertine, we'll do that more in a backsplash, countertop.
Not a walking surface area.
Right. The polish can wear down, and the maintenance then in trying to bring that back can be pretty intensive.
And when we're talking quality grades, Vaughn, talk me through what I'm looking for. A, B, C, grade quality?
Absolutely. And the nicer the stone, the more consistent the color, generally the higher the price. As you get more into the budget range where people may want to do, say, a patio with 2,000 square feet, they're oftentimes going to step down to what we call a classic grade or a commercial grade, which is oftentimes you'll see a larger amount of fill. You'll see holes in the stone. If it's an unfilled stone, the holes literally can be the size of a silver dollar. They are absolutely, you know, very, very dramatic. And some people like that, especially on an outdoor patio where you've got traffic kids coming from the pool. You want something that's fairly slip resistant, and those type of stones will do exactly that.
And when I hear commercial, I think higher grade, higher class. I mean, we're going to the commercial level. This is the industrial. This is the stuff that, you know, gridiron. But that's not the case here. Commercial's a little downgrade there.
That's correct. And stones are that way. And also wood is the same way. They get into what they call a rustic or commercial or a cabin grade wood. Same exact thing. It's less expensive, but it usually is done in larger quantity.
And for the, you know, the last 10, 15 years, we see a lot of different edge finishes coming in. Instead of that straight, perfect line, you see a lot of, like Kelly was talking earlier, tumbled, and you see chiseled edge. And that's what Annette in Glendale's called in this morning at 1-888-767-4348 to talk about. Annette, go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen. I do have a question. I have the most awesome tile installed in my great room. It's that thick travertine, and it's real rough. It's got like the matte finish, but it's that chiseled edge all around there. It's just beautiful. So I had them just butted up against one another. Now, do I have to grout that? Or because I'm afraid it's going to take away the charm of that chiseled edge. Or am I going to be in trouble if I don't? You know what I mean? Later on.
Okay. I guess I'll take this, and then you guys tell me if I'm on path or not. When we're talking, tile is made to have grout. I mean, that's the finished product for it, and that's part of what keeps it in there and sealed and well-maintained. If you don't grout it, the maintenance that you're going to create by not doing that, I mean, you're basically throwing money away on your floor. Get the grout in there. You can do color matching now. There's all kinds of dyes that you can put in to get to a close match. Then you put a sealer on top, and you will be very happy.
If you don't, you're going to find the breadcrumbs are going to go straight there first. Water's going to go there, and then it's going to stain the edge of the tile. And if you have something with a serious color, say a red wine or, you know, Kool-Aid or things like that, it's going to stain the stone from the side, and you'll never get that out. The only answer is to tear that tile out. But if you grout it right away and then do a sealer, then your maintenance is going to be dramatically less.
And your chisel edge is still going to show, even though you grout it.
Certainly.
Which is what she wants,
yeah.
That defined chiseled edge. So when we're talking grout to color matching, she could do a white grout, and then that chisel would really stand out.
Yeah, good one.
Brett and Tempe, welcome to the program. Let's talk about your outdoor slate project.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good. And everyone immediately pointed to Kelly, so Kelly Houtman apparently is our slate expert this morning.
about About 7 years ago, on an outside patio, I'm in an older home in Tempe, we put slate 18 by 18 slate tiles down over an existing concrete patio. But the first dealer we put down seemed to last about 2 years, and it's definitely high traffic, people getting in and out of the pool, and we do a lot of entertaining back there. The last couple of ceiling options I've used just don't seem to have held up. They last 6 to 8 months, and then I'm stuck with having to go back and reseal again. What is my best option for putting a good outdoor sealer down on this slate that's going to last?
The problem with what you just said is that a good outdoor sealer might be a little bit of an oxymoron term because in Arizona, we are, you know, why do we come to Arizona with the sun? It will deteriorate the sealer on any outdoor surface. A lot of times with slate, one of the properties we want to kind of bring out is the color variation and the depth of color. So we'll use an enhancing sealer on it. But whether you're using an enhancing sealer or a clear regular sealer, outside it will deteriorate with the sun, like he said, less than 2 years.
With the frequency he's putting on, that's not uncommon at all. That's expected.
It's expected. So you can either stay with doing that, but with most new installations outdoors, we do not recommend sealing.
Do pool, well, you mentioned the pool, do the chemicals from the pool factor into the deteriorating that as well?
It certainly can, yes.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.